Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning! Reading on Tuesday, the 23rd. My goodness, how
Linda,
are you this
Linda's
morning?
Linda's not on assignment this morning.
Well, we got...
You get Tuesdays and Thursdays to do the, you know... Hey, anyway, hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 23rd of July and 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's here. Ben is on vacation.
Lucky Ben.
That's okay.
But I am also going.
Yes, you are.
My first vacation since I moved. I'm so excited. And very, very, very good morning.
Very, very good morning.
When do you go?
The 7th of August.
Okay.
The 7th of August?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Well, we know you're going home and get to see people and see your family, so we're all excited.
Yeah, of course, I'll spend the most of half vacation in the plane. But it's okay. Yeah. I have time to think.
I'm sure they'll have all the bugs worked out of their system. Not the planes,
so.
But the system, and get people back and forth to places. Anyway, do we have a national day today?
Yes. So since last month, we were celebrating National Chocolate Ice Cream Day, and we were having a challenge with vanilla ice cream. So today, the July 23, today's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Vanilla.
My favorite.
Didn't we just have... Excuse me, I thought we just had that not too long ago.
It was a chocolate one, but...
Because you asked people if you bring a vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, but it was chocolate ice cream.
Oh,
day.
Well, because we still have some, by the way.
We still have ice cream
back there. That was so sweet.
It was everybody.
Wait.
Thank you so much, everybody
also,
that came in.
Today's a really sweet day. Today's Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Grandma Day. That's you, Linda.
Aww.
Gorgeous Grandma. Yes.
You know,
you are. Hey, so weather has just been hot.
Well, you know what? Yesterday, we talk about the variations of the weather, and we all know that. I'm just telling Sue this morning that when it's hot like this, for me at this stage of my life, I don't know. I mean, you know, Sacramento was hot. We had the Delta breeze at night. We had the we lived on the river. We had a pool, so it's just a water baby. Or I live close to, you know, water was very much a part of my life, whether it was the county pool, the school pool, anything like that. I was always in water. So, you know, just dealt with it. Reading has a specific heat, and I don't know, you know, maybe it's of a certain age that after, in the afternoon, it's almost like after 2, it's like curtains out. You know, I hate to say that, but it's just like I'm zapped.
Well, it's hotter then.
Yeah, I can't really seem to get things done. And then we go out, we try to, you know, we picked our peaches, we take care of the horse, do the things that need to be done. But, you know, like we got fried outside shrubs and all that stuff. And you try to water them early in the morning. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that with the variations of the weather, last time we were supposed to be 113 today, but according to, we still are under a heat advisory, so take heed with that. But today it's just supposed to be 109, that's all. Not 113, according to the National Weather Service. 109. And, looks like we may have, some gusts of wind today, up to 18 miles per hour. And tonight, our overnight lows will be around 81. Tomorrow calls for 108. And Thursday, 102, Friday, 97. Actually, we get under the triple digits coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday under 100 with 94s and 96 under the radar of 100 degrees. I'm sure we're all looking forward to that relief. And as we speak right now, again, we are still under a heated advisory. And the weather is always brought to our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that have been supporting KCNR, and they bring us the weather each time we read it. 7:09 in the morning, it's the 23rd of July, and there is your forecast.
Okay, well, good. So what's going on in the world? The San Francisco Chronicle says that the zoo CEO has hired several friends and relatives and plugs her husband's love song.
What? I want to hear
at the San Francisco Zoo. Said 8 instances in which a zoo paid or employed friends and relatives of the CEO and other zoo leaders. I wonder what it was. So, just something to throw that out. With all the other stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, as I open up the, some of the headlines today, Kamala coronation, secure support among enough delegates to become nominee.
Yep, looks like she's got that.
Yeah, and I'm already seeing stuff on social media about I'm with her, I'm with her, I'm with her.
George Clooney has endorsed
George Clooney backs Harris.
Kamala.
But I want to know where in the headlines it's talking about what happened yesterday with
the Secret Service.
Yes. I think that should be, I know it doesn't, if it doesn't bleed, it doesn't lead, but to me, that is still something that is appalling that's happened, and that should be our headlines today.
Well, the Secret Service faces an impeachment push as FBI investigates Trump rally shooter, and things like she wasn't answering specific questions. She would say that's the FBI. Well, I understand that. She says the FBI is investigating it. Who had direct oversight of the plans to sign off the operational plan? That's all in play. I think when we come to a veteran with almost 30 years' experience as a line agent, Congress is expecting you to have some experience and personal opinions about to be able to share this, to share about the matter. And they're having another meeting today. So this is going on. She... You know, and of course, there were some of the congressmen that were very pointed. One was saying, this is a yes or no answer, yes or no answer.
Your volume's up.
My what?
My volume's up in your computer.
Oh, the volume's up in my computer.
Well,
oh.
You know, I was trying to whisper it, but it didn't. Okay.
No, don't whisper it to me because you have me totally confused. Don't whisper. Don't whisper to me because all I see is your lips moving and all I think it says is, I love you, I love you, I love you.
And we did, you know, again, Vance spoke yesterday. First time he spoke in his hometown.
J.D. Vance?
Yeah, J.D. Vance.
And Kamala's back on the election trail. Now, the big thing is, of course, who's her vice president going to be, selection going to be. And she's going to be picking a governor. I would think she's going to be picking a governor that might be able to deliver a state to her, Pennsylvania, one of these, Kentucky, North Carolina, these that are could help her with this. The other thing is here's one of the headlines from the USA Today, of course. Former prosecutor going against convicted felon. Former prosecutor going against convicted felon for the presidency. The only thing is with that is the Kamala's time as a prosecutor and attorney general led to a lot of people being upset with her when she was throwing many people of color in jail.
All right, I'm just going to say this. I just got to finish your thought because we got 2 minutes here. And then in the next 15 minutes, I've got to talk about, I know I'm not alone here. I've been making calls and asking friends of mine how they're feeling about getting past the point of feeling anger of the fact that a group of people, you know, what we're going to watch here now in the media, we're going to watch all branches of the media that they're going to rally around Kamala. But the reality is the top Democrats threatened President Joe Biden with the 25th Amendment to force him out of office if he did not voluntarily step aside. Those very same people, a week before he stepped aside he's great, he's never been better minded, he's never been stronger. And I feel, and some of my friends feel like, you know, we're citizens, we pay taxes, and we've been, I know it's happened.
We were sold a bill of goods for the last
year and we're
by the people that, in the media, the people surrounding Biden, and this includes Kamala Harris. When did she realize that he was going down? But she kept saying, oh, no, this guy is strong. He's there. I see him every day, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, it was a lie. And they were propping him up for this. And now they're calling for him to step down. And, you know, that if you can't run for re-election because you're not strong enough, perhaps you're not strong enough to be president, and you should step down.
According to this article, well, let's talk about this when we get back.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people listen to our morning show across the board. Yesterday I was out. I had, you know, four or five people at different events that I had attended, et cetera. It said that they listened to the show. And I know, you know, it's almost like, okay, that was then, this is now kind of thing. But, you know, let's rally behind and, you know, I guess some people feel like if they're Trump haters, they would vote for somebody who is dead. They don't care. They just want to get somebody in there, anybody but Trump. And so
ABT.
So I know we're in for a next 4 or 5 months. And all I could tell you that came into my mind yesterday was I need to get back to worship. I need to get back to church because I don't know how I'm going to deal. I have to find grace in my heart to deal out in public and with friends to understand what the next 4 months are going to be crazy. They're going to be twisted, and I feel like I have been lied to.
Well, we have been, and it's got nothing to do with Joe Biden as a person or being a great grandfather.
It's the administration.
Whatever. It's the whole administration and the media that's lied to us like this. That kept saying things that when Biden went to the debate, it was revealed. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor J.C. Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House.
Charlotte's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlotte's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlotte's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlotte's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone line here, 530-605-4567. It's open line between now and 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, Ready Rancheria is going to come in. I'm sure they're going to talk about this latest decision that allows them to start building their complex out there on I-5. Maybe if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information.
Another headline. This is in USA Today.
Yeah, that's the one I talked about.
Yeah. Ex-prosecutor versus convicted felon.
Of course, you're going to be seeing that all the time now.
So, you know, you're going to say, what would you rather have, this or this? Well,
Trump, the next debate's in September. So I assume that will be Harris and Trump debating and Vance debating whoever she picks for vice president. And she should be making that decision, should take as much time as she needs to announce that.
Going back to the Secret Service.
Yeah.
Did we have any, what was your takeaway? Do we have any kind of takeaway today? I'm looking.
She said that the buck stops with her. That's absolutely true. But there's these questions, all these questions about the reason behind it. They don't know that yet. The FBI is investigating. The big question is, how did this guy get up on that roof? And I don't think that was answered yesterday. What kind of procedures were in place? Well, they're investigating that too. So a lot of things she said is this is under investigation. Do you think you should resign? No. This has been the biggest failure in Secret Service in many, many years. The fact that the Trump campaign had asked for increased security and been turned down is a big thing. The fact that RFK Jr. finally got Secret Service protection, and that should have been a no-brainer when he was out there because his name's Kennedy, and he had an uncle and a father killed, assassinated. So, you know, those are ones you would think that would be kind of like a no-brainer to do, but of course they didn't. I want to go to local stuff that's happening right now. Looks like the Anderson Union High School Board is not going to comply to the new Safety Act law, the LGBTQ plus law.
Okay.
That says they passed a new law called the Safety Act, Assembly Bill 1955. Supporters of the law say the goal of it is to strengthen current educational law to support students in California's LGBTQ plus community. And Anderson Union High School is one of the seven counties in California that have been against hiding student records from parents and had a parent negotiation policy in place, notification policy in place. California, of course, was the first state to even sign such an act. It's at protecting the students, LGBTQ plus students, from having their sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression revealed by schools without consent. It prohibits schools from enforcing policies that forcefully out a student and shields teachers and other school staff from retaliation if they refuse to obey such policies. Theirs is going to say Anderson Union High School president, Jackie LaBarbera, wrote the following statement. The board has no plans to change any policy with regard to parental notifications. The last 2 years, Anderson has been very clear on his parental rights stance. Through policy and resolutions, we have proven we will stand by parents' right to be involved in every aspect of their child's education. I think that the Safety Act, what it does is, it says teachers will not and schools will not notify parents if their child's going through wants to be called by the other sex's name, dresses at school in another sex, and all this. The bottom line on it is, we're not going to tell the parents if a child's doing this. Now, some people may say that if a child was having problems and needed counseling in this, along with the parents, you might think his parents should have a right to know if their children are doing this. I mean, in the Chico case, I remember the mom found out from other mothers within just a few days of it happening when their kids came home and told their parents, so-and-so is dressing like a boy and wants to be called a boy's name. Well, they called the student's mother and said, do you know this is going on? And of course she didn't, because the child would come to school, change clothes, go through the day as a girl or a boy, whatever it was, and then change again and then go home. And then the mom found out about it that way. You know, the parents are going to find out anyway. And should it be something where the school calls in the parents and says, you know, your child's going through this extreme... And it is an extreme thing if the parents don't know. Is going through this transformation, and we need to have the parents in on this so that the counseling can be for everybody there.
Right.
To help the parents accept this.
Right, because that's your blood.
Yeah,
that is your blood.
Kid.
That is
that's
your child.
Now,
and you have the right to take your child out of school. You have a child. You have a right to homeschool your child.
Well, here's the thing.
If I had a child and my child decided to dress like a girl, dress like a boy, and be called Joe, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Well,
I think that people, all children, all individuals, go through. You know, wanted to smoke a cigarette, wanted to do something bad. They just wanted what? Then there's the ideal child that does nothing wrong, that maybe when they're 30, they break out and do something crazy. So, you know, each day is about supporting, figuring out how to navigate. There's no book.
Well, there are books, but each child is an individual. And when you write books, it becomes very difficult to isolate down to one child. But I think the bottom line is they're saying, well, there's going to be parents that punish these kids and all these things for doing this. Well, that's not the idea. And they're acting like every parent is going to treat the child horribly, which doesn't happen. In most cases, however, we do know families that never accepted it and lost their kids that way. that one of the, you know, one of the kids went from girl to guy, and they never did accept it. And they've lost that child. You know, now I think it's been years, and they're starting to kind of like come back together. But the question is, should parents have the rights to know what's going on? That's a big transformation in their child's life. And I would think they do. But the state of California has said, no, the state knows better than you do with your children. So it's a mess. And frankly, this is one of those times you're really, really glad you don't have kids at this time in life with everything that's going on in the world.
try to
explain to your kids, why would people come in and slaughter 1,200 people and then keep hostages? You know, how do you explain hate?
Yeah.
How do you explain hate?
Yeah, it's break time.
Yeah. I mean, to kids that maybe haven't seen.
Well,
hate.
Bullying. It's, you know, you've got to bullying. Explain these things. And
social
it's really
media,
harsh.
where they do things and they put, you know, this thing where they're taking kids' pictures and making porn out of them through AI and all this stuff. I mean, how do you explain that to what's going on? Anyway, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, excessive delays, any of those, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today. You know, you want to go back to work, your employer wants you to go back to work, your family wants you to go back to work, but things are being held up, either by denials or other forces. That's where Patrick Gorman can help you. He's an expert in workers' compensation. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, couldn't handle that, and came out and opened up his own business. And now it's the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. So you need somebody that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today.
Hey, we got a caller on the line. Robert, we put you live on the air. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good show this morning. I have about three comments, and I'll be quick because I want other people to be able to weigh in. Really good show this morning. Thanks, Linda and Carl, always for your guys' show.
Thank you.
The VP will almost certainly be a white male because the Democrats are the party of symbolism over substance. And what better symbol than a woman of color at the head of the ticket and a white male under her?
Okay.
Also, thanks so much for your prayer, and I encourage everybody as far as that goes for the direction of our country. That's really all we have right now is pray that it goes well. And then the last thing, what sparked me from calling, or is your this children's sexuality, and just uber kudos to Anderson School District for saying that they're not going to comply. And the one thing I want to say that I'm not sure that anybody knows this, but how they talk kids into this false sexual identity is by telling them that if they're insecure in their body. Well, I want to know what child going through puberty is secure in their body. None of us were. Our bodies are changing. We have no idea what's happening to us. Deeper voices changing, hair growing, different stuff that's going on. And that has nothing to do with your sexuality. Being uncomfortable going through puberty is just as natural as it gets. Anyway.
Well, no, I understand that, and I believe you're right on that. What really concerns me when you get kids that are 8 years old, you know, that are, this is starting to happen to. I mean, not to puberty, but they start making these changes. Mm-hmm. And even worse than that, when you've got parents agreeing to have kids' sexes changed when they're 12 or 13. And then doctors and hospitals allowing this to happen instead of, it just seems like it's this push has affected so many people, and then later on, many have said, you know, I made a mistake here. So yeah, this is a tough time, and we've got to find out what's best for the parents and the children, and it's a group effort. It's going to be a family effort. So, no, I agree, Robert. Thanks a lot for your phone call, and thanks for the kind words.
Yeah.
Pat Karch.
Yes. Pat Karch, get in here. I think it'd be interesting to have a table discussion about if we could find some parents who are going through this with their child, and or they would call us and talk with us about that, because, you know, as a parent, you would want to encourage your child to grow, be a good person, And that doesn't mean whether the whether they're a girl or a boy, on their title.
You want the best.
They're born
for them.
A certain way.
Yeah.
But the point is that you hope that you help to develop a good human being. And that my rule would be just like a tattoo. You're not going to change anything until you're 18. When you're 18, you're an adult. You can vote. You can start paying for your own car insurance. You can start getting a job, pay for your own cell phone. That's when you can decide if you want to start cutting your body apart. But not until then.
I totally agree with that.
That would just be me. Yeah. Now,
it doesn't
mean
you can't dress as the other sex and be the other sex.
And if they want to be trans and hang out with the trans crowd, you know, come to our house and sit around our table. Let's discuss it. But you're not going to, as you're under our roof, you will not do anything to
change
your body.
Well, here's the thing is, they can't.
That would be my rule. That's just me.
Unless the parents buy in on it. But. Okay, enough of that. Here's something that's even more important.
This is
Pat
like,
Karch, is this a special day?
Yeah, it's another 66 trips around the sun for Pat Karch.
Oh, I'm
Karch.
Older
okay,
than you.
Here it is.
Yeah, a little
bit.
All right,
little
we're going to do this all together now, everybody.
Okay, Christina, hop in.
Happy birthday to Pat Karch.
Okay.
I'm ready.
One of our big heroes of the North State.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Pat. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And I just opened
yeah.
my first Social Security check, by the way.
Oh, wow. You waited until 66. Good for you.
And, it's an open invitation for anybody that wants to join us at Dry Creek Station tonight at 6.
Oh.
I'll buy their drinks, okay.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not
okay,
kidding.
So what's happening tonight? You're playing?
No, I'm just going to go there for dinner.
Dry
Creek, you know, they do a great job out there.
We haven't been out there in a long time. Yeah, they used to be advertisers here. No, they used to be advertisers here. We used to
good.
Go there on the Harleys. Mm-hmm. And,
Last time we were there, the guy had a horse tied out front. And he drank.
I remember that.
And he drank until he could barely walk. But you know,
the horse knew its way home.
Got him home.
Yeah, it did.
The horse knew its way home. Just get on the horse, turn him loose, and
then
horse
what's her
out.
Name? Aileen? I can't remember the owner. In the middle of all, she went out there and had to shovel some horse doo doo off the ground.
Oh well.
Well, you know, that's a true, you know.
Yeah, that's a true saddle up. You know, I think of everybody. Okay, so Pat. 66 years. What's your big, like, your three, do you look at, okay, three things that I want to ask you. Do you look at, what do I want, what I've done, where do I want to go, and where am I? What happens for you during your birthday cycle?
You do think about those kind of things. I'm proud of my life so far, my involvement and relationships with all of you and everyone that knows me and my family. My accomplishments in work, when I worked and spent the taxpayers' dollars, I felt like I was a steward of their money and, you know, really tried to protect them and be a good person in school government and county government. And now that I'm retired, I'm enjoying, you know, bringing music as a service to our community, which you are a part of. You guys are a part of because, you know, a small percentage of the people on the earth are musicians and they serve everybody with music in their times of need, when they get married, when they die, whenever. And so that's a big piece of what I do.
Well,
right
let's
now.
Tell something else that you do. Talking about music is Piano Angels. You and your lovely wife.
Oh my gosh.
You have you've taken the banner
from Frank Strazzarino.
Frank Strazzarino with Piano Angels. You've raised money to get a new van.
Turned it into a huge thing.
And so that you could actually take the pianos, not in the back of your,
old truck.
Of your old truck where you had
No air conditioning.
Yeah. Now you have a van that can lower the, It has a gate on it, right?
Yeah, it has a big ramp. Yeah,
it has a ramp on it, so you can get the pianos out. You've given how many pianos out now?
Well, over 500.
Over 500
right.
pianos,
and it's
got to be at least every week. I see happy kids
yes.
or families mm-hmm. with a photo of the
yeah.
Of the pianos.
Right on
there.
Okay, so
do
we have a caller, Dolores? Are you going to say hi to Pat or what?
No, she's got a comment about something else. All right. Hang on just for a second, Dolores.
Anyhow, I do appreciate you guys, your time, and you're allowing me to also work at KCNR in my retirement. So thank you for that.
Well, I tell you what, you've been a blessing
to us.
You're
a blessing to us, and whenever we have something, we call Jim and Pat. Pat goes out to the tower, and he says, oh, it was overheated, or some leaves were in there, and he went in there. I mean, we have no idea. He's taking his blower and he's blowing stuff out and he's trying to figure out how to do this and how to connect that. And, you know, it's, before you retired, you said, you know, I'd be interested in coming on. And we just love seeing you walk through the door.
You know what, Linda, it's just, this is a piece of it, and I don't want to get too like heavy on this, but I truly believe that people have the right to be heard and they have the right to be, you know, to speak. And you know, not in a way that's hateful or anything like that. But this is one of the last locally owned stations north of Sacramento where you and Carl select the content. You're not held by corporate strings. And people in our community can come here, whatever their opinion is, and have a platform. Platforms are getting harder and harder to come by these days. They censor you. So thank you for that, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, Pat, and happy birthday. And we have to take a break. And Dolores, hang on till after the break.
You know what? You are loved and admired. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your gifts with me. When I call Pat, I know when I'm going to sing. When I'm going to sing, or we've been asked to sing, or Pat asked me to sing, I feel safe. I feel placed. And I have this sense of peace about me that I know I'm in good hands when you're alongside me.
Right on. Thank you.
Great. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta to Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
In the morning on the 23rd of, it's Tuesday of July. My goodness, we're halfway. And then some 109 today that we are under a heat advisory, mostly clear tonight with 81. Let's get right into our phone call. She's been on the phone for quite some time. Dolores, good morning. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to remember. I try to write it down. You know, I was listening to what you were saying, and I also heard some of the callers, but my thing is that, you know, we have so many people talking about schools and kids and all the changes and what's going on, but, you know, and I heard you talk about you getting, Linda, you getting back to, you know, about, I forgot what you said, but I meant, what I meant to say is that we need to have God in our lives.
Yes.
And if without God, and without God, we're nothing, and
right.
We will have nothing. And I use God for everything. He gives me wisdom and knowledge. I don't go by what I do by myself. So, you know, in the children in the school, I think parents, instead of complaining about what they do to their children, take them out, because even if you complain, you don't know what's going on. Because they're in the schools about 7 hours. By the time they get home, they only have 3 hours, probably to eat dinner, talk here and there, and they're back in the room by themselves. They're thinking, and they're messed up. They're, you know, they're confused what goes on in school. So I know it is very hard to raise children, but it starts from the parents. Either you teach them from right and wrong, either, you know, you teach them to say, you're under my roof, you're doing what I say, or else. You know, consequences. Those are your children. You shouldn't, no parent should fear the schools or government what could happen to you if you discipline the children.
Yeah.
These are our children. So, I don't know, Linda. I think we're living in really bad times, and it's going to get worse, and hate is out there, and hate is taking over. And I could tell you right now, there's times where I talk to people, or they want to say things to me, I could hear the hate from them coming out of them without even saying it. I know who likes me, who doesn't. And it's sad, because that's what it comes to. It doesn't matter if you're brown, black, whatever.
Right.
They don't like you. That's it. Bottom line.
Right,
it's
right.
It's hate.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We've got more people calling in.
Yeah, okay.
But you're right. You know what? It all starts in the family. And
yeah.
Well, and it also is about, where's your manners? Where's
how about
your,
not
your,
being rude to people?
How about the manners of just being please, thank you, and you know, maybe there's an old thing about, like, if you have nothing, something nice, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it. Yeah, we've got our radio platform. Thank you, Dolores. We're going to go to our next caller, Ron. Ron, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, Ron.
You're on.
I wouldn't. You know, state of California is just getting completely out of hand as far as I'm concerned. We got the California so big it could probably be broken up in 3 or 4 states. Vehicle registration, the red light cameras, and this gender nonsense. And you and Linda have a voice. Why don't you side in with the state of Jefferson and Mark Baird, and let's start pushing to get to get away from California and start our own state. So anyhow, that's just a suggestion that I'm
Well, I tell you what. You know what? The State of Jefferson show has been on our station now for, gosh, what, 12 years mm-hmm. maybe longer. And you know, Ron, I look at – I think even they have shifted somewhat is – how do we get more representation? Will that ever happen? And, you know, there's lawsuits going on and this. I don't know if they ever – what happened to those. You know, do we need to put our efforts into electing people that aren't crazy? You know?
Well,
I mean, up here, you know, the northern, you know, part of the state – I think we've done that. We look at people who reach out, but at some point, the people in California are going to see what this is doing to the state: homelessness, housing, people moving out, businesses leaving. The only way that the state's going to continue to be able to give out money is to raise taxes on us, the middle class. And when they do that, I think people at some point are going to wake up. But
well, until that happens.
Yeah, I know. It could take decades.
This is why I'm saying maybe we could push for the start pushing a little more heavy for the state of Jefferson and get away from California and Gavin Newsom and the taxes and all that stuff. And I think our voting machines are rigged, and I think Kathy Darling Allen is part of that.
Well, she's no longer there. We have a new Register of Voters now.
But that's where. But she's been that, and I'm hoping this guy will let us have a more transparent and let the people go in and watch the voting on both sides.
I'm pretty sure he's going to do that. And I, you know what, we've got to get him on, but we've got to give him a chance. And so far, I've liked the things he said about, you know, building his team. There'll be some changes, but. I think that you're going to see people being able to observe the voting a lot more this time in November. Anyway, Ron, thanks a lot. Got to run.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You know, the state of Jefferson, remember, hon, when we first started the station?
Yes.
I mean, it was strong. And I think that the people that were doing that, they haven't changed their minds. And frankly, neither have I. You know, do we need our own state up here? Yes. I mean, that's just the way I feel. However, there's so many things that go along with that. I mean, what we really want is representation. What we'd like to have, you know, what I could see happening, like it used to be, where you had senators from up here. So at least you could kind of, you know, have a say in what's going on instead of them just totally ignoring us. I don't know if that's ever going to change. What's going to change, I think, at some point, the people of California have just had it. They've just had it with everything that's going on. And there's going to be elections where you're going to have people that don't believe like the crazies down there in Sacramento, bless their hearts, are doing right now. But, gosh, the only other option is
remember when we had
to live your life the best you can up here to leave.
Yeah.
We're not leaving. We're not leaving.
You know, remember when we had the Tea Party and everybody came out and walked across
thousands.
The bridge?
Yeah.
That was a time that we felt I mean, yeah, it was a stance, but it wasn't nasty.
No.
And that was during our time when we first started our station and we were here.
Yep. Okay. We got 1 minute left. And then we come back. We have a Ready Ranchery out there. And Buford is trying to insinuate himself in between.
anyway.
The people.
The
out
twins.
There. Yeah. Mom and daughter.
Well, we probably have another caller calling in, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy handles our insurance, and a lot of people have come to us when the fires happened and they've been dropped or whatever, like, oh my God. Well, Maxwell Insurance, including a friend of mine who went into a senior healthcare situation with an insurance that really, really, really benefited them, and they've just said nothing but great things about the help from Maxwell Insurance. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, give them a call if you have any questions, 530-221-0441, And let's see. We're going to take one more call. Do we? Okay.
No, we don't have enough. We've only got like 30 seconds. When we come back, we'll have Tracy Edwards from Ready Ranch Rios here, and we're going to be talking. I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about the. We're watching Buford right now try to crawl into the lap of Miranda.
He just wants to be loved.
Yeah, he's
our
there.
Little studio
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mark Story, for bringing him in that Friday. It's changed our life, and he has just been a love. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The director of the Secret Service is stepping down from her job following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Kimberly Cheadle had served as Secret Service Director since August 2022. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Cheadle made the right decision.
Our reaction, the immediate reaction to her resignation is that it is overdue. She should have done this at least a week ago. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that she has heeded the call of both Republicans and Democrats.
Yesterday, Cheadle was grilled by the House Oversight Committee, with several members calling for her resignation. A growing list of leading Democrats on Capitol Hill is throwing their support behind Vice President Harris in her bid for the party's presidential nomination.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar and Democratic Whip Catherine Clark were quick to voice their support for Harris, as did former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. By midday Monday, Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin had become the highest-ranking Senate Democrat to endorse Harris, who also enjoys the support of President Biden. Others in the party say the process should remain open up until the Democrat convention next month. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden says he's determined to get as much done as he possibly can in his final 6 months in the White House. Speaking by phone to staffers at campaign headquarters, Mr. Biden says he plans to work hard.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, both as a sitting president getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning.
White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients urged aides during a staff meeting yesterday to keep their heads down and remain focused on the work that remains. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 47 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
It's a new law that has a lot of people upset.
Colombia's President Gustavo Petro has signed a bill banning bullfights in that South American country, further reducing the list of nations where that tradition is still legal. The ban was approved by Colombia's Congress in May, and that followed months of heated debates. The move will completely ban bullfights across that nation by 2027. Bullfighting aficionados say they will challenge the law in Colombia's constitutional court. Jason Walker reporting.
The British government says it'll end the controversial use of a barge to house asylum seekers off the south coast of England. The Labour government said today it'll save $26 million next year by not using the Bibby Stockholm as it overhauls its immigration system. News and analysis at townhall.com.
A bipartisan House task force has been launched to investigate the July 13th Trump rally shooting.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries announced Tuesday the creation of a bipartisan House task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. The two congressional leaders said in a joint statement, quote, "The security failures that allowed an assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life are shocking. In response to bipartisan demands for answers, we are announcing a House task force made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats to thoroughly investigate the matter." The statement also said the task force will make recommendations for reform to relevant government agencies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
At least 157 people have been killed in mudslides in a remote part of Ethiopia that's been hit with heavy rainfall. Landslides are common during Ethiopia's rainy season, which started in July and is expected to last until mid-September. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, today is the 23rd of July, Tuesday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda's here with the, Christina's at the helm, but she can't talk because we're using all the microphone leads right now. So, but we're waving at her and she's waving back.
She said it's National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she said another day that I can't remember, but it's, you know, it's a National Heat Advisory Day is what I'm saying right now. We're actually here. It's not even hot today with a high near 109. Just to give you an update, we may have, wind gusts up to 18 miles per hour. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 108. Overnight lows of 76. Again, gusty winds up to 18 miles per hour. So just be careful with any kind of gas, mower, anything like that. You want to do that super early in the morning.
Yeah, no
Thursday,
sparks.
102. Friday, 97. As we progress through this Friday and the weekend, we are under 100 degree digits, thank God. Saturday, 94. Sunday at 96, and our overnight lows get down to 68, which is beautiful, rather than the 81s that we've been in. So that's where you are, 109 today, and the weather is brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, with senior and veteran discounts all the time, 365-3793.
And we're here with Redding Rancheria and the Chief Executive Officer, Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Maria Roska, who is one of their main go-to people and handles all types of outreach.
Good morning,
our director.
And, of course, Miranda Edwards' favorite.
Good morning.
Good morning. And who does the same thing. And I
you know, they all have very, very special titles, yeah. But on
lots
top
of hats.
That. Yeah, lots of hats.
You know, that's the thing
that.
Is.
I like the hats better than the titles, say, right?
Well, you're doing this, and Miranda goes, no, I'm the captain of the track team.
Right.
And which we didn't need this year, by the way. And that's a long story. Y'all will hear it.
But the bottom line is we have some fabulous news. It's been, we've read about it in the paper. It's been talked in circles, but we are so happy you're on our show this morning to share in your good news.
Absolutely. And I forgot the champagne. Is that legal to drink while you're on the radio?
Sure.
You should see Man Up on Thursday night.
I've done it a few times in my life on
There's
Thursday
been a
night.
Few bottles.
Okay. Yes, we were, gosh, how far are we into this month? There was a couple weeks ago we got that the United States government approved our application to put our land into trust. So that is what we've been trying to do literally for 20 years. I was trying to do the dates on that. I think we bought the land in 2004. We're in 2024 right now.
Yeah, so it's,
yes, I've been the CEO for the tribe about I don't know, 10 to 15 years. I think I'm going on 15 or something. And that has
as
been
long as I've been, as long as I've been around here, it seems like you've been the CEO.
Yes, I have. And prior to that, I was the tribe's attorney. So my entire career, I've been working on this project. So it is, yes.
Did you feel, Tracy, did you feel like down deep that it was always going to happen?
Absolutely.
You did?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to have the faith that it was going to, but, I mean, it was one obstacle after another, and then everything just stops.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what I didn't anticipate was the obstacles. So I knew we would get into trust. I knew it was a long process. I was quoted in the paper, I don't know, close to 20 years ago, I think, when I got the job, and I was like, it'll be 20 years, and I think it's about 18 years later. So I said it jokingly, but that's what it ended up being.
Well, the movement on it was kind of like combat in a way.
Yeah.
It's long terms, it's long stretches of boredom punctuated by moments of fear, of terror, right?
Yes.
There, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, you move to one step, and then it would just nothing.
Yes.
And because the government moves, as we know, like a glacier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just very slow.
It is. And I think, we followed the rules. This was no trickery. This was no magic. We did what we were supposed to do. We followed the rules. The rules changed. We changed and followed those rules. The rules changed again. We changed and followed those rules. They asked us to do this. We did that. We did it. You know, so we have, this wasn't, like I said, trickery or anything like that. We followed the rules. Took a long time, and we got there.
I think people, then you had the thing with Shasta County that you went back and forth with them 6 or 7 times where there'd be an agreement, and then somebody new would come in, and you'd have to start all over again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when the border supervisors finally just said, boom, let's just do it. And people are all excited about that, yet this thing had been going on for years at that point.
It did, and I think I look back
on
that.
And people don't realize that.
Yeah, and I was excited. It was an exciting thing to reach an agreement with the local government. I think some people, they were angry about it. You know, they were opposing the project. But I look back and I think they were angry because the tribe negotiated a fair deal. And I guess that's not normal because the government usually screws over the Indians. And so I think in this case, we actually sat down, we had a fair agreement, and quite honestly, I still think we're paying too much in the agreement. So, as fair as it was going to get. And so I think that, that was a little bit surprising too. It's like, what are you mad about? Because we sat down and we negotiated, we're paying our way.
It wasn't just a 2-day thing. Like, this has been going on for months.
Yeah, it was years.
Years.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had started a few CEOs prior, and I think
you get one CEO to buy in on it, and everything's going, and then another CEO would come in.
Yeah.
Then they'd finally buy off, and then another CEO.
Yeah.
But now we've got one that obviously, it seems like he's going to be here for a while.
Yeah. And we still have that anonymous group who has filed suit on that agreement. So that's
still. Is it still anonymous?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that agreement is still being challenged.
I don't know what kind of impact that can have, because right now, the easy part's finished.
Yeah.
Now you have to start.
Yeah, I had an elder say to me, "Well, now the real work starts." And I was like, "What? We've been working really hard, but it is now we got to build it."
Now you can, everything before was on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just words in paper.
Right.
Now, you start bulldozers out there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
What are we seeing on 5 as we speak?
That's exciting. First, I got to tell you, we went down and we moved some dirt around, literally put some base rock down. That's what we did. And I was down there at one point. Cars are honking and waving the entire time. The entire time we're down there, and our public works director, Jason Hart, he's down there, putting gravel down, and he said the entire time he's there, the people are waving and honking. He said it's such a good feeling when he's down there, that people, it's supportive, that they're down there.
Are they waving with all their fingers?
What?
Are they waving with all their
other
fingers?
Hands.
Oh,
other
yes,
hands?
They are. Yes. Sorry,
thank
you.
I just want to make sure.
Such a Marine. Well, you can never take the Marine out of him, I'm telling you.
You talk to the policeman. They said, here's the thing is, when people wave at you, you wave at police in Reading, it's with all their fingers as opposed to some other towns. And that's when the lat moves have come in and said, these people are waving with all their fingers instead of just one.
I did not ask that specific question, but he said it's been feeling good, so I'm assuming that they're waving with all of their fingers.
We're going to take a break here. We're with Tracy Edwards, CEO, Maria Orozco, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. I finally got that right. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down, too, so I don't I kept wanting to call her Miranda Edwards' darling, and because I know my name.
That one fits, too.
That one fits. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It's been in the business about 17 mm-hmm. years. You know, we do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're all happy. And one of the reasons, you know how you can tell if it's a community bank is you can call the mom of the president of the bank.
True.
And then mom calls him and he calls me.
Yeah.
I mean, what's more community than that? Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one down in Anderson, sponsor for many local organizations and events. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. Yeah. It was fun. I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, winner of Best in the North State for 2023 and 2024, without advertising in the Record Searchlight, which is kind of unusual. And why? Because they are the only jewelry store with a watch repairman, a stone cutter, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. This is a great place. This is where we go to find those special things for Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Reading Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, Chief Executive Officer, Maria Orozco, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. Obviously a relation.
Yes. And before we left, we said what's happening on 5.
Yes.
And let's get right to it.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow is Wednesday. We will be raising our tribal flag. So anybody who's driven by I-5 and they've seen the base rock down, and there's actually a pole laying down there, the pole will go up sometime today, and then sometime tomorrow we will be raising the Reading Rancheria tribal flag on our property.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Yes,
that's kind of like staking the flag.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like the flag on the moon.
when do you think the construction? I mean, you said you've already started laying gravel. So when does the real stuff start?
That is the good question, and that's what I get asked all the time everywhere I go now. So we lots of phases of construction.
Then you should have this answer then.
I know, huh? And I don't want to say 20 years and be right. So so we've done the architectural renderings, and those are what they keep showing on KRCR. If you've seen them, they're the sketches. So that's about as far as we've gotten. So now we have to go into construction documents, bid, and all of that and that stuff. I've not gone through a project that big. I would love to say that we'll be breaking ground 18 months, 2 years.
Okay. So it could be out to 2026.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't be looking to see construction equipment out there this fall.
Yes. No, okay. I would love to, but we have spent our energy and our time getting through this process.
Okay.
We had started the renderings. We had assumed years ago that we would be here years ago, but we had to shelf everything and, fight the battle.
And you're planning on using local people?
Absolutely.
Something like how many? 2,000 jobs or 1,000 jobs? What was it?
Yeah, it was 1,000 construction jobs, about 500 additional jobs inside the casino in addition to the ones we already have.
And that's how many?
Right now I think we're close to 500, 450, 500.
So close to 1,000 people then being working there.
Working in the casino,
wow.
Yes. Uh-huh, yep.
Wow.
All of the subcontractors, the people who supply the doors and the windows and the paint and the carpet and everything that goes into the casino. They're so excited. We're excited. We absolutely, if there is a person or company in town that can do what we need done, that's what we'll use.
They're going to be used here.
Absolutely.
So.
Yep. And those who supported the tribe along the way, for sure.
Yeah, and that'll be a boon to the our construction industry, not just construction, but restaurants. Everybody else.
Absolutely.
Here.
And a bit of fear that I had is coming true. We also are supposedly, I believe, we'll be breaking ground on our health village by the end of this year.
Okay.
So that's a $150 million, $200 million project also that's going on. So I'm hopeful that we have enough subs and builders and everything that we need in the community just for those two projects alone.
So exactly, but this is also an opportunity for people who are looking to possibly support a family move, come to grow, this is a time to put a call out for those people that are looking to...
That have those skills.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That just feel like, I need to change. I need to maybe get out of a city and build a life with my family where they can enjoy our beauty of the North, the beautiful North State.
Shasta College
with their
mechanical arts, the welding and the heavy construction and all this, all those guys that get hired right away, I mean, this is, they don't have to go anywhere. They can stay at home and have a good job.
And right now it's time to come work for the Reading Rancheria, because if you're an employee of the Reading Rancheria, you will be able to use the new Health Village facility. So,
and you're always looking for people.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maria, I've seen that everywhere from nurses to what? Everything.
Pharmacists.
Teachers.
Lots of teachers. We need
teachers?
Hotel.
Even admin staff at our office.
Yep. Teachers?
I happen to know assistant Head Start teacher. See, for some reason, we can't fill that right now.
Our Head Start program preschool at the end of the Reading Rancheria Road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're adding expanding. An additional classroom, yeah.
Expanding out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. The big news now. I don't know what else we could say is other things that are going on, except that we've got we've got the Stillwater coming up. Mm-hmm. We've got a number of classes going on that I've seen.
You
want to
talk about that, Maria?
Yeah.
We have.
Another big one, too, I just wanted to shout out because it's tomorrow, is the Trinity Health Fair. Mm-hmm. So if you are up in that area or if you want to drive up there, it's a beautiful drive. We have our health fair at the Reading Rancheria here, but we a couple years ago started doing it in Trinity to provide for the people in those areas, and it's incredible.
Where's that going to be at?
It's at our clinic.
At the clinic
mm-hmm,
there.
In Weaverville.
Which is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what happens at the health fair?
Same thing that we have at the health fair here. There's all kinds of testing, medical testing, diabetes testing,
blood pressure.
Yeah,
there's
a whole line that you can go through and do really quick testing, and then
get the responses right then.
You do. I think you wait like 5 or 10 minutes. Someone is there to talk to you about your results if you want to talk about it more in depth. And then we have all kinds of vendors, health-related vendors, and then just lots of goodies and things to grab. And it's definitely a family-friendly event, so bring your kids along. And it's just it's a fun time.
That's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody here. And then after that, there is...
Is our Reading Rancheria.
The Reading Rancheria one is the first week of August, I believe, the 7th on Wednesday. So those two are pretty close back-to-back, so we can reach everyone. And same kind of thing. Our one in Reading is just a bit bigger.
You usually get several hundred people this
year
for that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's great for people who don't go to the doctor every year. It's a great quick little checkup, and it's fast and it's a social event. I always run into people that I see there, and it's fun.
And you said health-related vendors, but we have non-health-related vendors mm-hmm. if you want to shop for some native wear. We do have native arts and crafts and stuff. That's why I go.
Yeah, and you know, people go there for, you know, like you said, blood pressure, blood sugar.
Diabetes.
Diabetes testing, all of these things which have, that. People may not go to a regular doctor or even have a regular doctor,
mm-hmm.
but it kind of gives them an idea that, maybe this is a time to go see somebody
mm-hmm.
on that.
Very important, because a lot of families bring their kids, which we have an area just for the children to be able to go up and have fun. And then we culturally brought in our native dancers to showcase on the main floor, because it's in the event center, the Eagle Room, and Reading Rancheria Community Center, plus a blood drive in front of Wind River. So it's one huge full event from 9 to 2.
Another fun thing that we have is there's last year we had Dunk a Doctor. So a bunch of our doctors sit up above a giant water tank, and you get to throw a ball to try and dunk the doctors. So that's a fun one.
I also might have heard that they are going to try the pie in the face as well.
The pie in the face.
If they don't want to dunk, they're going to get pied.
I did that one time at Anderson at a fair there, And I stood
and
up.
And you didn't get sick from the water.
Well, what I this was the funniest thing, because they were throwing balls. You know, all these people were throwing baseballs at the thing, and they couldn't hit it. And then some guy ran over and just hit it and dropped me into the water. And it was there, you know, I got up, and I noticed there was stuff floating in the water. And, you know, not like horrible things, but things that are floating in the water. And then as I got out, I looked at all these little kids, not kids, but teenagers and young adults, and they were holding their little pigs. And what they were doing was dunking them in the tank to cool them off because it was hot. So you remember that? And then I had,
I
went home, took a shower because we were going someplace else. But that was also
the car. Maybe I'll just follow you in another car.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. Yes,
they were dipping here in Redding,
California. They were dipping the little pigs in there to cool them off. Well, thank you very much for that.
But that will be happening. As a doctor, I can trust you.
Probably won't happen. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Been my barbershop of choice since I moved here, 17 years? Never had a bad haircut. Started in 1960, established in 1960, and in 1965 moved to this location. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Tim and Logan there are the barbers. You're not going to get a better haircut. I make appointments at 530-244-9478, so it works on my schedule. And, of course, you can just drop by there, and if there's an opening, you'll get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold. It's not a salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
Taking over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, We're fair. We answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botlin. Had to run off to another engagement. Leftover stuff here, so I will take care of that. And got computers.
Good man.
Notebooks.
Chargers.
Chargers. The weather. Hey, it's going to be 109 today. Better than the 113 forecast yesterday.
Oh,
so, but the winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour. So be careful out there. Try not to cut grass at noon. Do other things like the one guy did, and did a little target practice with his kid. Sparked, and the fire started out at Texas Springs several years ago. Don't do those things. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson. Family-owned business, veteran-owned business, been in the business about 26 years. They do treat their customers as friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Redding Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, CEO, and Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. Events that are coming up. One of the things is the Native American Women's Conference. Is that it?
Well, actually, it's...
Is it called? I don't know.
WEWIN. Let me see if I can get this right. Women Empowering Women in Indigenous Nations.
Okay.
So it's a national conference, and Stacey Carmen and myself, Stacey Carmen is our chief operating officer. The organizer of the conference had approached us, and they had heard about the stuff that our tribe does for, we're led by women and wellness. The conference has a lot to do with wellness, and they had were impressed with the things that they heard our tribe has done in the name of wellness. So they asked us to present. So Stacey and I will be presenting next week in Minnesota at a conference about women in leadership and wellness in the workplace. So I'm very excited about that. When you sit down, I know we do a lot. You know, and when people ask and you start rattling off the things off the top of your head, but when you actually put them down in a PowerPoint and you're going to present them to people, I'm impressed. I'm impressed with what we do. I'm impressed with what our wellness department does and our staff. And, I can't imagine anywhere else in the community does the stuff that we do in the name of wellness. We allow you to exercise on the clock. We bring you classes to the site for Pilates, yoga, HIIT class that I've never been to, and a kettlebell class I've never been to. But we bring those people to you so that you can, at the end of 4 o'clock, at the end of the day, you could spend your last hour of work doing a class. We encourage you to walk, try to lead by example. I try once a day before it hits 100 degrees to take a lap around the Rancheria, which we have a mile trail. So, I know that if employees see that I'm doing it, then I'm encouraging them to do it during the work day. Take 20 minutes, take a lap around and walk. And those are just little things. Fresh fruit daily.
Or healthy luncheons.
Healthy lunches, challenges. Right now, all of the campuses are in a challenge to see who will attend the most on-site classes. Tribal Admin is beating the clinic right now, just saying.
This is for any employee.
Any employee,
all
yeah.
Employees, okay. Yeah.
All
we,
employees.
Our wellness department will sign you up for local runs that we sponsor and pay for you, so you don't have to pay to run a 5K.
You know what, that always, when I used to go back when I was competing in those, and about halfway through a 12-mile run, I was thinking to myself, I paid $50 for this,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a T-shirt
and I'm hurting right now.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes you feel a little better. At least I didn't pay to do this to hurt myself. So, okay, what else? I mean, that's a lot of things.
Yeah. I mean, so I would also say we say healthy luncheon, but people probably don't know what that means. Once a quarter, our wellness department brings a local vendor a healthy lunch for every staff person, all of our locations. Free lunch, free healthy lunch.
Tofu?
No, there's chicken and whatever
else. There's still different things like that. But I think when, to elaborate on Trish, the competitions are what gets us. I mean, we have outdoor competitions. We have competitions that help us up during the holidays when we're closed so we can maintain no gain. They just, they care so much about us and our health. It just, you can't work anywhere else and do this and say, I go to Jazzercise because of Reading Rancher.
Yeah, and they're paying me to do it.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
but it's a proven fact that if you keep people healthy now, that later on down the road, it's a lot less you have to take care of people.
It is. It was fun. As a matter of fact, at 8:30 last night, I got an email from an employee thanking me for the things that we offer and that she's been able to do, that she has gotten more healthy. She was not healthy and now feeling healthy. And before I go to bed, that's the kind of email, you know, that I know that we're doing the right thing. And I know that it matters. I know that we're making a difference in people's lives.
Well, the clinic then, too, for all your employees, not just Native Americans.
Correct.
But all your employees have really good medical care. And then you've added on to that three other clinics.
Mm-hmm.
That take care of people that are on Medi-Cal or Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So they now have a doctor.
Yep.
And they're not in the emergency room.
Our employees and their families.
Yeah. Well,
Immediate family.
Yep.
So they're not having to go to the emergency room for things because now they have a doctor.
Absolutely.
Or urgent care, which is completely. We know on a weekend we can go to Churn Creek for their urgent care.
we have our own urgent care.
I tell you what, urgent care, your clinic is maybe set like the VA. Now, VA is not open on weekends, but I had to go to urgent care one time, and everything I've ever read about other hospitals and other places, you're in there, walk-ins can be hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's not like that with yours, but at the VA, I was in there for like 7 minutes before I saw a doctor.
It is.
You're there because it's urgent.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we have a pharmacy for our patients, and every now and then I get caught out of town or something, and I'm at a pharmacy, a Walgreens or a Rite Aid somewhere, and I just want to pull my hair out. And then I'm reminded how fortunate I am. If I have to wait 6 minutes at our pharmacy, you know that.
What's
that,
a 6 minutes?
Exactly.
Well,
so
we've all become Reading Knights, where when I first moved here, people were complaining because they had to wait through a light when they were on the Cypress Bridge construction, right? Yeah. I came out of San Diego, and I'm like, you guys are kidding. Well, here I am 17 years later, and if I have to wait 30 seconds while cars are going by, I'm going, what's going on here? I'm going to push this, you know, that kind of thing. We've just gotten used to being able to have that kind of service around here. So other events happening.
So we have the State of the Tribe coming up. The date is October 22nd.
That's a full house, too.
It's a big one. Yeah, we do it every other year. Last year's was included 3 years. It was delayed because of COVID, but we're back on track. We do it every other year. And it's very much like the State of the City, the State of the Union. We spend about a year gathering all the information from the previous 2 years and share all of that information with the community in an amazing presentation. We create a whole book. The book is beautiful. We have statistics. We have photos. We share all of our new events, all of our old events that we've done for the last 2 years with everyone in the community that wants to hear about it.
And the statistics, and by the way, your book is very beautiful.
It's pretty.
I looked at it and thought, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But the statistics that you all share that you don't really – we don't talk about them that much here on the show. We do occasionally. But what the Rancheria does for our community here in ways that you never know about. And I think that's important, too, that people know this.
Yeah.
It's just not one contract.
Right.
You know. Absolutely. Like my mom said, it's, you know, we do so much, and until we have the chance to sit down and go through all of our data and look at, and then you look at it on paper, you're like, wow, this is a lot. You know, the number of patients we see throughout the years, the number of donations that we have, how much money we give, all the programs that people are benefiting from. When you sit down and look at it like that, you're like, oh, I knew we did a lot, but wow, I didn't realize we did that much. So having it all in one book in one spot, being able to look at it is pretty incredible.
I absolutely believe we touch everybody's life in this community. If I'm at any speaking engagement or I'm meeting with anybody, somebody has something to say to me, to thank me for something the tribe has done for them, a program we've supported, something we've done for them. I go places and they're like, I'm a patient at your clinic. I don't know all the 20,000 people at our clinic, and I can't thank you enough. And so I know that we literally touch, we reach out and touch every part of this community.
I recently was able to use the Red and Green Trail sponsorship program for sweatshirts for my daughter's soccer team. So it's local soccer teams, it's things, kids' activities. It's a little bit of everything in the community. And I think our State of the Tribe really gets to cover all that.
And you can find all of the State of the Tribes on our Redding Rancheria website, in case anybody wants to see. And the documentary,
go back.
On the website. Yeah, yeah. It has our the documentary, economic impact studies, has all of our State of the Tribe, all of our newsletters, very transparent.
How far back does it go, do you know?
Since our first State of the Tribe.
Gosh,
I
feel like it's 2005. Yeah. I know I've seen 2007 lately.
Okay, so let's just say 2007. So I can go back to 2007 and look at that,
mm-hmm.
and then just follow it through the years.
Oh, yeah, and the book keeps... The book keeps getting bigger and bigger, thicker and thicker.
We have to take a quick break here. I'm here with Red and Rancheria, Tracy Edwards, Chief Executive Officer, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Everts, favorite. And we'll be right back.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at legacybuildersalliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow we're going to have the DA's office in here, and we're going to discuss the questions about not enough judges, not enough courtrooms, and among other things. Won't be Stephanie Bridget, it'll be, because she's at another engagement, but it'll be her deputy that'll be in here. So we're going to talk about that. What is the problem with us getting people, felons, into court and with judges and lack of courtroom space? Is it because we don't have enough judges? Is it because of planning on people's parts that just don't work out or what? Anyway, we're going to discuss that tomorrow. Today we're with Redding Rancheria and Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria, Maria Roscoe, and Miranda Edwards' favorite. I know. Let's turn everybody on. Okay.
It's a mouthful. It's okay.
We've talked about today we've talked about the Department of Interior approving the construction along I-5. Talked about how Tracy's going to be speaking at a nationwide event about the accomplishments of Redding Rancheria and health and women's leadership. Mm-hmm. At a national conference for Native American women. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the health fairs coming up.
Yeah.
And the fact that tomorrow there's going to be the flag unfurled.
Yes.
Down there on I-5.
Yes.
That it's going to be a couple years probably before we see anything really start. And that it's going to be you're going to be using as many local contractors as possible as long as we've got the people here to do it. There's going to be some people they're going to have to bring in. Mm-hmm. I think everybody understands that.
Right, right.
But you're going to try and keep it as to local.
Absolutely.
As much as possible.
Absolutely. This is our casino, our local casino. We've been listening all along, and I know that some people don't want the casino for different various reasons. We already have a casino in town. So reminding everybody, we have agreed that we would close down our current site when we open up on the new site. So, there's already been a casino in our community for the last 30 years, and I think, that we have shown that we're good business partners, we're good neighbors, and we plan on continuing to do that.
Okay. Now, other events that are coming up.
I'm super excited for Pow Wow.
Oh, always, yeah.
That's coming up quick.
I know. It's already August.
Always the first weekend of October is our Stillwater Pow Wow. And it's going to be at the Redding Rodeo Grounds again. We love the location. It's been incredible for us.
You know, people, the Native American community and the cowboys have gotten together on this, and it's worked out really well for both sides.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are so grateful. I know we've talked about it so many times, but the grandstand bleachers just provide the most incredible view of the dancers. I feel like the dancers get to experience all these people. Everyone has such a good view. I don't know if you've been to the powwow before. It was at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Sometimes it's kind of hard to get a view. You're squeezing through. You're trying to see the dancers. But yeah. To watch it, I actually liked going to the very, very tip top of the grandstands
yeah.
so that I could get the full kind of aerial view of the whole stadium. And it's incredible.
Yeah, my father-in-law and I went up like a third of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, if you do nothing else, my friends, and we're going to talk about it more, if you do nothing else, be there for the grand entry.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to see 100 plus people mm-hmm. coming in from different tribes, different nations across not only the United States but Canada mm-hmm. coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big one.
Miranda's dancing this year too.
Yes.
I'm planning to. It'll be my first year, and I got.
So, did you go out and slay the deer? And you can make the deer skins that you'll be wearing.
I will not be wearing that type of regalia. Though I did have that type of regalia when I was younger.
Yeah.
I think it was in fourth grade. I have a deer hide regalia.
That her grandma's father had.
Yeah.
And we use that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So I'm sewing. I got a sewing machine last year, and I'm a beginner, and I'm sewing my regalia. And I've had a lot of help from our cultural department and advice. And it's not perfect, but it will be special.
It will jingle.
It will jingle.
It will jingle.
Yeah. So it'll be
1,000 bells.
Really special. I'll actually powwow often lands on my birthday, so I'll be dancing for the first time on my birthday, which will be great.
Friday night, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come mm-hmm. see us on Friday night, entry at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of things that are happening in today's world that are negative, and people have, you know, and many times have lost faith in their government and their elected officials and what's happening around them. People are feeling helpless. The fact there are so many things going on that we as a community can do with each other to help support each other, you know, and maybe we need to be a microcosm here in our area, that we work together to move everybody forward, the city, the county, the people, moving them forward. We haven't broken that code yet.
Yeah.
Or we had it once, and somehow we've lost it over the last two decades, maybe longer than that. That's what I see a lot of these things that happen, that we can move together as a community.
Mm-hmm. I think
unless I'm being Pollyannish here.
I think the Stillwater Powwow is great. A lot of people know that the tribe is here and maybe haven't been down to the casino or the rancheria. And the powwow is a great, it's welcome for everyone. We want you to come see our dancers. We want you to watch them and celebrate them and learn a little something. We want you to buy crafts from these vendors and help support these native artists. So we want everyone there. Anyone who wants to learn anything, to see it, to check it out, even if you've never been around, it's a great place to start.
Yeah.
It's also a great place to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like it's so healing when you hear that drum.
Yeah, and those drums are, I mean, a lot of us grew up on Westerns. And the drums sounds like they comes out of a soundtrack
mm-hmm.
of that. And the singing, but especially the dancing. It's spectacular. So as we get closer to it, we'll be talking about it more. Final thoughts here.
I'm excited. I hope everybody else is excited. We like I said, this elder said to me, now the real work begins, and I feel that. So we'll be planning and, you know, doing construction documents and all of the, what are they called, horizontal work. I'm learning all these construction terms.
Before you go vertical.
Before we go vertical. And I think this casino, I've said it a million times, it's for the seventh generation. You know, we're building this for down the road. We're building this for a future. I had a businessman in town who's a very wealthy businessman who has a big fancy house one time say to me, haven't you made enough money? And, you know, I was, first of all, appalled because I'm sure this gentleman hasn't made enough money. I mean, his business is still going in town, and he's still making a bunch of money. You know, and that's not what this is all about. I mean, we're providing for our future. And so just some of the things that we've gone through and the things that people have said, I don't quite understand it. If you don't like to gamble, then you don't have to come down to the casino. I mean, simple as that. If you just want to come down to see a show or have dinner, just do that. We're going to be responsible stewards of the land, responsible builders. You know, I see a second Chick-fil-A is going in near the casino.
Across the road?
There. Yeah, you know, and we're not concerned about a second McDonald's and a second Chick-fil-A and whatever else is going there. But, you know, we can all complement each other, all these businesses. And so I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's kind of like that thing where it's going to see for the next couple of years watching this get closer and closer on that.
Yes.
So, okay.
So Maria, when you see the tribal flag waving on I-5, give us a honk.
I can't, you know, I'm kind of looking through it. I'm going to go drive by it probably 12 times and go, has that flag been there a long time? So, okay. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And like I said, tomorrow DA's office is going to be with us. It's going to be 109 today. Wind's going to be blowing hot and fast. So take care out there. God bless America.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.